You're listening to Talking Taiwan with your host, Felicia Lin.
Can you name that tune? Those are the bells of the Echo Across the Harbor, a public art project at Kaohsiung's Peng Lai Pier. Stay until the end of this episode to see if you're able to guess the song, which should be familiar to our American listeners. Earlier this year, when we were in Taiwan, we traveled down to Kaohsiung, where we met with Wan Jian Lin, the architect who worked on Wei Wu Ying, Kaohsiung's Performing Arts Center, and the Echo Across the Harbor, which up to now is the largest public art project in Taiwan. We will have Wan Jian back on for a more in-depth interview at a future date.
The design, I think, comes from the reading of the history of Kaohsiung. I started the research of the Kaohsiung, the architecture of Kaohsiung from 2015 when I still worked for Meccano, when I still worked for the Wei Wu Ying project. And that time I keep being asked that you are the Dutch architecture company. What you have done is a Dutch architecture. That's not Taiwanese architecture. That's not Kaohsiung architecture. So I have a huge question. So what is so-called as the Taiwan, or is it Kaohsiung architecture?
Representing Kaohsiung history.
So I spent a lot of time to digging out the history, and even I published a book in 2019. And I even bring all the results to Seoul Biennale, Seoul Architecture Biennale, to tell the friends all around the world how I think of the architecture in Kaohsiung. So for this project, this doesn't come from the air. It's really start from the research we have done years ago, and also the debate of what is local, what is international.
Yes. Wan Jian explained how the history of Kaohsiung Harbor inspired the design of the Echo Across the Harbor.
In this project, we try to bring the sound back to the harbor. In maritime culture, each ship, they always got a bell on the ship because it's very important in the old time. For example, if that's a very foggy time, you need to make other people to know, I'm here.
Yes.
So you have to make by sound. Is that just only by your eyes?
That's why
in the old time, the maritime culture, you always had a song. But after you got the GPS navigation, the song start to be forgotten in the harbor area. Right. That's why we try to bring it back. Mm. And where we are now is the Peng Lai Harbor. Mm. That's where Kaohsiung started. Kaohsiung start with this harbor in 1908, and when they started, they had banana.
Yes.
It exported out just from this harbor. So at that time, banana, they were all placed into the basket, the bamboo basket. That's why when we start the design of this project, we think of the elements of the sound, and we also try to bring the image, or say the memory of the harbor back to this area. That's why we have all these cylinders on the bottom. That's inspired by the basket. And we are thinking that in the old time, we have the bananas inside this basket, but now we have this music and we have the wish of the city inside all the cylinders. So, and you can also notice this is a Peng Lai road. This is a long road from there to the end is 1.6. It's 1 mile.
Okay.
Basically, it's 1 mile. And all these are Peng Lai. area belong to the industrial scale. Of course, because here is the water. Here was not for the city. So we started the project. We also tried to bring the human scale in this industrial area. That's why we put all these baskets. It's just like a canopy to create a sense of space.
The echo across the harbor consists of 230-something cylinders made of fiberglass and 37 hanging bells made of bronze.
This project, even for my European friends, they feel this is pretty unique. Because in Europe, you hear the sound of the bell because you're always in the tower.
Yes.
So you always hear the sound, but you never see how the bell works.
Wan Zhen shared all sorts of interesting facts about this project. The canopy of cylinders and bells weighs 12 tons, and since the land it was built on is man-made, the two columns supporting the canopy are each 90 meters in height above the ground and extend another 23 meters below ground. We're looking forward to having Wan Zhen back for a more in-depth interview. I've been speaking with Wan Zhen Lin about the Echo Across the Harbor Public Art Project. Here's the tune you heard at the beginning of the episode. Listen to the end for the name of the song. So what was that tune? Now it's time for you to show us some love. Rate us on Spotify, or if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Audible, leave us a review there. It helps others to discover Talking Taiwan. To learn more about any of the items mentioned in this episode, visit our website, talkingtaiwan.com. There we'll list any related links. Thank you for listening to another episode of Talking Taiwan. I'm your host, Felicia Lin.
Talking Taiwan is brought to you by Forumosa.com.